about the woman at the well in Samaria. But last week we took a little break where Jesus taught us a little lesson on doctrine about God being a spirit and worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. But the story now continues here in verse 27 where we left off about the woman at the well. And it's a great story what happens once Christ had spoken to her and revealed Himself and then convinced her who He was and she believed. She immediately then took it to others. And that's the great part of this story. So verse 27 of chapter 4. And upon this came His disciples and marveled that He talked with the woman. Yet no man said, "What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her?" The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, "Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" Then they went out of the city and came unto Him. So we're going to skip now 31 to 38 for next week, because it's kind of a little break from the story. Okay, so we'll pick up there at verse 39. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on Him for the saying of the woman, which testified, "He told me all that ever I did." So when the Samaritans were coming to Him, they besought Him that He would tarry with them. And He abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of His own word. And said unto the woman, "Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard Him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." So come see a man, she said. Let's pray. Lord, I pray You'd use Your word in our hearts this evening to teach us, to grow us. May You be glorified in this time and guide us in Your truth. We love You and ask this in Christ's name. Amen. I forgot to turn on the sound system. Can everybody hear me okay? Raise your hand if you can't. Okay, cool. So, what a story. That not only did this woman get saved, the Samaritan woman, remember, why did the disciples marvel? Because, as we already saw, the Jews despised the Samaritans. They were even amazed that Jesus would go to a city of the Samaritans, let alone speak to someone in a Samaritan city. And he spoke to this woman, and like we saw a couple weeks ago, and presented Himself as the answer to her problems, as the one who could give her water of life, and she believed. And said, you must be the Messiah. And so she immediately then, as we see in verse 29, said, "Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did." And what we see in this whole passage that we read tonight is basically the progression of what happens when someone goes from being lost to being saved. And the first thing that needs to happen is they need to come. And they need to listen to the gospel. And this is a beautiful picture of a new convert bringing others to Christ. You know, when you first got saved, how excited you were to tell others, your family, your friends. And we shouldn't be able to contain the good news. As the disciples said, we cannot but speak the things which we've seen and heard in Acts chapter 4. They said, we can't help ourselves. We have to tell others. But come, she said, come to Christ. Come hear this man. He's amazing. He must be the one. As she says in verse 29, is not this the Christ, the Messiah, the answer to the Old Testament prophecies? And, you know, the Bible says the same thing, doesn't it? The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. So the Bible says that the people listened. Verse 30, they went out of the city, came unto Him. And, of course, some will. When we say you need to consider Christ, some will, praise God. And when they do, we need to give them the Word of God. And so it says, what's the next thing that happens? Verse 39, many of the Samaritans of that city believed on Him. So she had really led others to the Savior. It's quite beautiful. It started with one person, this woman at the well. And now we have multitudes coming to Jesus in this Samaritan city because of one woman. How exciting is that? And she led others to believe. Believing, as we've already seen, that's the key word of the book of John. Is believe and life, those two words. The word believe or belief or believeth, and all those are 101 times in just the Gospel of John. The most prominent word in John is believe. And if you look back in chapter 3, verse 36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth on the Son. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So it all comes down to believing or believing not. It all comes down to whether or not we are willing to believe on him. So verse 40, when the Samaritans are coming to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. Isn't that great? So not only did they say, because of this woman's testimony, we have believed that Jesus is the Messiah, that he is the one, but we want more. Remember when you first got saved? How you couldn't get enough of the Bible? That's because you were a baby. And as newborn babes, we're to desire the sincere milk of the word, that we may grow thereby, it says in 1 Peter 2:2. They wanted more. They wanted to know about God. They wanted to know who Jesus, more about who Jesus was and his answer to their sin problems and so forth. So verse 41, and many more. So Jesus stayed 2 more days. So the day that the Samaritan woman believed, she went and brought people from the town, and they believed, and then they said, please stay longer. Christ stayed 2 more days in this Samaritan city, and as a result of that, many more believed. Isn't that exciting? Go to Acts 28:24. And this verse, Acts 28:24, I love this verse because it's always an encouragement to me to know that there are some who will believe. But there are some who won't, and when they don't, it's not our fault. It's between them and God, if we will just tell them the good news. And Paul here is talking about how he was sharing the gospel with people at Rome prior to his death. And it says in 28:24, and some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. This is Paul, one of the greatest preachers that ever lived, sharing the gospel with the Romans. Some believed, and some believed not. It will always be that way. But here we have in this Samaritan city, we've already had some who believed because of the woman. Now there are others who believed because Jesus stayed and continued to teach people about the things of God. And look what they said to the woman here in verse 42 of our passage. Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we've heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ. So these Gentiles, remember these are only half Jews, readily believed on Christ. Things haven't changed much, have they? I wonder what percentage of born again Christians are Jews today. I'm sure it's less than a tenth of a percent. How sad. And these Gentiles readily accepted Jesus Christ, not only as the Christ, verse 42, but as the Savior. And that's the key. They acknowledge that they need a Savior. And you know, Jesus Christ, the Bible says, came to seek and to save them which believe in Luke 19:10. He is the Savior. Go to Titus 2, verse 13, and we'll see that that is one of Jesus Christ's names, one of his titles. Is the name Savior, and this is important. Titus chapter 2, verse 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I love that verse. The great God and our Savior. So right there is the deity of Christ. But even in the Old Testament, in Isaiah 43:11, Jehovah said, I am the Savior. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. And that word Lord is Jehovah. So he's saying, I am Jehovah, and beside me there is no Savior. But Jesus' name is the Savior. So he must be God. And remember, he will tell them later in John chapter 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So Jesus Christ was carrying out what he wanted to be carried out by his disciples. And that was tell people about him. Notice back up in verse 35, which we'll look at again next week. But Christ was practicing this very verse. Lift up your eyes. There are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Be so. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they're white already to harvest. Now, Jesus is teaching an object lesson using these Samaritan believers to say, look, all I had to do was talk to one woman at the well. She believed. She went and brought the whole town to the well, and a lot of them got saved. And he's saying to his disciples, look on the fields. There are people out there who will listen. Not everybody will get saved, but some will. Even those dirty, rotten Samaritans. So you think that wasn't an object lesson for those Jewish disciples? It absolutely was. And that's why it said there, they marveled. How dare Jesus, the Messiah, the Jewish Messiah, speak to this untouchable, this Samaritan woman? That's why they marveled that he spoke to her, because of where they were and who she was. Yes, even the Samaritans will believe. Everybody needs an opportunity to hear. And so Jesus says, I want you to lift up your eyes and look, because look what can happen. Just talk to one person. And you never know what that one person will do. Hear this, he just spoke to this one woman, and look what happened. The whole town came and wanted to hear what Christ had to say. And it says many. First it says many believed based on her word, verse 39, many. So there's the word many. But then it says, verse 41, many more believed. How great is that? So first many believed because of the woman's testimony. And then after Jesus staying in town for two more days, many more believed after hearing his beautiful words. So come see a man. That's our mission, isn't it? We have found the Christ. We have found the Savior of the world. We need to tell others, come see a man. We have found him. Come hear what he has to say and share with them the gospel. And some, praise God, will believe. And as it's worked now for 2,000 years, when they do believe, they will tell others. And when they believe, they will tell others. And we're all sitting here tonight because of that pattern that Jesus Christ exemplified in this story, or this event with the woman at the well. Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Was she exaggerating? A little bit. But she was acknowledging that Jesus Christ was supernatural, that he was God, and that he was the Messiah. And then they acknowledged that he was the Savior of the world. And many, many believe. Praise God. So let's just tell. Let's just say, come see a man like she did. Come see what I found. Let's pray. Lord, thank you.